Duke Ellington, ja. Så här lät ute på Arlanda igår, då Duke gav presskonferens för, ja, jag vet inte vilken gång i ordningen.
Mr. Ellington, you first came here 24 years ago. Exactly how many times have you visited Sweden?
Oh, let's see, I think it's 39, 48, 50, twice this year.
I make that about six times, five or six times. Why do you come here so often? Because I think this is very often for a man of your
style. Oh, I like it here.
You like it?
I like it, yeah. The people are wonderful, and I dig the food the most.
And you find that the Swedes are enthusiastic about jazz?
Well, yeah, they seem to know what we're doing, and rather they enjoy what we're doing, and we enjoy having them to listen. Yeah. They are, have always seemed to me to be very, very intelligent, mature musical audience. And you don't have to, not even, they don't necessarily have to even know the number you're playing. It's a matter of how well it's done. That is such a thing of knowledge. I mean, it seems to me that the audience here, I mean, is concerned about mainly what music sounds like.
I understand.
And since music is an oral art, I think that's about the only thing that's important about it.
Can you perhaps give us some idea of what you consider is especially good about Swedish jazz?
Well, I mean, that's very difficult to break down, I mean, because then you get into technicalities, and this isn't too consistent. It's like a flower. You say a flower is beautiful. You say, well, prove it. You pull it apart and analyze it. When you get through, you got no flower.
Ja, där hade ni den ständigt lika vältalige Duke Ellington. Så med sedvanligt eleganta fraser tog han om en mycket improviserad presskonferens på Arlanda igår kväll.